Ali Farokmanesh, assistant men's basketball coach at Colorado State, and you're listening to The Hall Show on 1310 KFK. Dead man
walking. You've done it now. You are in the WWE mode now, Angel. I'm going to get you some DVDs of those old, those specials.
What's a DVD?
Or whatever. I'll get you some CDs while I'm
at it. Is
that
an app?
They're little. It doesn't matter. It's not important. Joining me now, Brian Howell of the CU Buff Zone. Brian, my friend, the Buffs are going against the Oregon Ducks this weekend. Oh boy, this could get a little crazy.
Did I hear the lyrics of that song, "Dead Man Walking"?
I was thinking about that. Is that Carl Durrell right now? Is that the Buffs football program?
I don't think it's Carl Durrell, but I think it's the Buffs heading into Eugene for sure. So I thought it was fitting. But I was like, oh, I guess they planned out that fuck-up song right there. But yeah, that's a tough one. Man, you go out last week to Berkeley and get blown out by the last place team in the North, and now you get the number seven team in the country on the road. I mean, good luck, Buffs.
Yeah. Well, man, I thought they were going to kind of turn a little bit of a page after that Arizona game. They went 34-0. Everything worked. Special teams, defense, offense was kind of getting rolling too, but then they turn it right back around and they go to Cal and they put up three.
Yeah, you know, and it was ugly. I mean, I didn't know if they were necessarily turning it around against Arizona. I mean, it was kind of, there was some good signs. You know, I remember when the Arizona beat writer was, leaving the press box, we were chatting, and he said, that's as bad as Arizona played all year, which is saying something for a team that hasn't won all year. So I think it was just a perfect storm that Arizona played horrible. CU got everything clicking at home, and maybe it was just a one-off because last week looked very similar to what we saw the previous weeks before that. And I just think this isn't a very good football team right now, and so it's hard to really think they're going to really beat anybody unless they rise up like they did against Arizona and kind of surprise people.
This is it's just a tough year, Brian. And again, maybe they finish this season, you know, the last handful of games, they give us something. But, you know, I always like to look at a season like this when you're 2-5, getting ready to go to a powerhouse of a team. Where are those positives? You know, last year, I mean, we were full of them. You know, Pac-12, Coach of the Year, all this stuff. I mean, it was exciting. The Buffs were feeling like, wow, losing Mel Tucker wasn't the end of the world. Carl Durrell's not bad. Now, I mean, we're searching for those positives for the future, not just this season, but going into next year.
Yeah, and, you know, for me, the positives, they're not what fans want to hear, but, I mean, the positives to me, I look at, you know, the guys they're playing. They're playing a lot of young guys and getting them experience, and, you know, that can really build for the future. I mean, I'm reminded of, like, 2013. They played a ton of freshmen. Mike McIntyre's first year, they weren't very good, but those are the kids that won the South title in 2016. So they're playing some young guys, getting experience. And I think another positive, I know some fans have spun it different ways, but, you know, they fired their offensive line coach this week, and I think that a positive is that Carl Durrell has shown so far in his first year and a half on the job that he's willing to make some changes. You know, I'm not sure how many coaches come in and the first staff they bring in is perfect and everything's great. You know, coaches have to make changes to their staff. He's shown a willingness to do that. I think that's a big thing for a head coach.
So, yeah, you make a move like that, you fire your offensive line coach. I mean, fans, you know, just look at that on the surface and say, okay, the biggest problem then must have been the offensive line.
Yeah, and I think it was. I mean, certainly quarterback, you know, that's been an issue. But the offensive line predicates so much of what happens on the offense, and they have not been very good. And, you know, you hear the message coming from people this week, and it's like, holy cow, how did you not make that move sooner? I mean, they're talking about how much they're tearing down what, you know, the previous O-line coach has been doing here. And there's been a lot of talk of everybody's kind of relieved, and they've been rejuvenated. It's like, wow.
Yeah.
I mean, this was a move that had to happen, and I don't think it's necessarily going to turn things around to where all of a sudden they play some amazing football and they're one of the best offensive lines in the country. But if they're doing some things that make these guys more comfortable, maybe that helps out and they play a little bit better football.
We're talking to Brian Howell of Buff Zone, and boy, this offense, though, either way, you can fire offensive line coaches and all that stuff, but we still are extremely skeptical going forward. And as you mentioned about the quarterback, that has been the big issue. Even in that Arizona game, Brian, it was taking forever for the offense to get rolling. And then it was a couple of, you know, pick six, special teams return. I mean, that was kind of what seemed to open things up. So even when it was 34-0, they just have not been able to put together a complete game, not even really a complete quarter on the offensive side.
Yeah, I mean, 34-0 looks great and think, wow, okay, the offense figured it out. But you're right. It was two touchdowns by the offense. And we're still sitting here. It's almost November, and the Buffs have scored six touchdowns against FBS competition in six games this year on offense. That's not good. I mean, there's teams that are scoring six a week. You know, so this is not good. I mean, this offense has really struggled. And to go out there against Cal, which I think they were ranked ninth in the Pac-12 in points allowed going into last week, and Cal held them to a field goal. And the only reason the Buffs got that is because Brendan Rice had almost a 70-yard kickoff return to set them up. So the offense didn't get inside the Cal 40 all day, which is unbelievable. So, yeah, this offense has just been brutal to watch, and I almost fear for these guys up in Eugene this weekend.
I do, too. I mean, I looked at the spreads like 24 or something like that. Brian, is this, in your years of covering the Buffs, is this the worst offense you've seen?
Well, those Embry years were pretty bad. But this stretch, this is about as bad as it gets. I mean, it probably rivals that. Those teams in 2011, 2012 were really bad, and they were hard to watch. Yeah. And they got blown a week. But this is certainly the worst I've seen since then. And, you know, statistically, I mean, they're putting up some numbers that we have not seen since, like, the 60s or the 50s. You know, I mean, back when offensive football had not quite evolved where it is now. So that's bad when you're putting up numbers that are going back that far.
Yeah, no question about it. Well, all right, 24. Do the Buffs cover 24?
I don't see any way they can. I mean, they're losing by that against decent teams, and now they're going to play the best in the country. I think Oregon can almost pick its number in this one, and I think the Buffs get a touchdown. But you know, I have them losing about 45-10 in this one. I think Oregon's going to blow them out. Oregon probably could score 70. I don't think they will because they'll probably call it the dogs a little bit, but. I think Oregon kind of sleepwalked through this one.
Oh boy, it's going to get much worse than before it gets better. Brian, always appreciate you, man. What are you working on that we can check out at Buff Zone?
Yeah, just you know, obviously preview stuff for this game, and also, you know, as I mentioned last week, basketball is gearing up. So I cover a lot of the women's basketball, and we've also got a lot of men's basketball coming up. So we're kind of balancing both sports right now, and frankly, people might be more interested in the basketball at this point. So. But we got a lot of that going on.
Yeah, I think I'm getting excited to see what Tad Boyle can do yet again every single year. I think we mentioned it last week. Every single year, Tad has a team that's at least, you know, predicted to get pretty far, maybe even get into the dance. So, yeah, I'm with you. Basketball should be a blast.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun. And well, let's hope the football season ends a little bit better than it's gone so far. There's still some winnable games out there, so we'll see.
Yeah, well, we'll find out. Brian, appreciate you as always, my friend. We'll catch up with you next week.
Sounds good.
Brian Howell of Buff Zone. Ugh, Buffs, 24. Plus 24. Not covering that. The only way is if Oregon just is like, you know, we're going to try new things. They are wearing a different uniform. They wear a different uniform every week.
That's nice. The ones last week were pretty.
These are all black. They've got, like, the wings are greenish, but it's, like, spangly stuff in there, man. I don't know.
There's just one thing they change, and it's, it's a new uniform.
Yeah. They started this whole thing, though. I mean,
how many possible combinations can they come up with?
Do you like this? Do you like that? Do you like seeing different uniforms? Like, or just stick with your home and away and maybe one retro look?
So, for my team, Alabama, they have two uniforms.
Yeah.
Same helmet, same pants, different jersey, that's it. I don't know if I'd want my school to be known for their uniforms, but every once in a while, let's get a throwback, let's get an alternate jersey, something like that, but not every week.
Teams are, like, even the Rams, I'm thinking about the Rams, they have, like, so many different uniforms now.
What are they, like, 0-3 and they're all whites?
They're all whites, yeah. We had Scott on the show, and a listener texted in and said, you guys are completely defeated in the whites, and Scott said, you know, actually, I look at that two ways. I want to wear them again and prove that we can win in those things, but also we want to win, so maybe we need to do everything in our power to make sure we win, and that might be not wearing those white uniforms anymore. All right, we got Thursday Night Special coming up. Huge game tonight in the NFC. You got Green Bay and Arizona. Green Bay sitting at 6-1. The Cardinals are 7-0. And the Cardinals, they're gonna either prove that they are the top team, undisputed top team in the NFL, or maybe the Packers do it. Packers are kind of shorthanded, so we're going to get to that. Do not miss the Thursday night special. I'm in desperate need of a win. It is, like Von Miller said, sound the freaking alarm on the Thursday night special. It is must-win time. So we're getting to that next. First, let's get the latest on the Local Sports Flash.